Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Hope everyone's doing well. Big news on the docket this morning is going to be, or markets are going to be watching Fed Chair Powell's commentary on the kind of rate landscape going forward. His thoughts on the strength of the economy, everything like that. So certainly that's going to be big news today that could impact markets one way or the next. Let's say it that way. In terms of performance, mostly negative day across the board. S&P 500 down just over 8%. NASDAQ Composite down about 1.75% there, as well as the Russell 1000 as well, rounding out the bottom. Three. Towards the upside, gold continued its ascent up over 8%, followed by a couple fixed income representatives just barely on the other side of positive. They're up about 10 bips. Next, talking about a couple of different developments. We mentioned the NASDAQ composite as the biggest loser for the last 24. This one reversed back down into a column of O's there with a chart reading of 17,500. Now, we do remain on that buy signal posted earlier in March, but the kind of idea is that we're well off highs in a negative trend now. Things aren't necessarily, super positive, but this is going to be a nice test of this newly established support around 17,300. So we'll see how interested bulls are in defending this point. Of course, that's also towards the bottom of the trading band coming out of oversold conditions. So again, looking to see how significant or how strong 17,300 wants to act going forward. And then kind of towards the upside, of course, watching 17,900. And then ultimately from there, your 18,600, that's still below the middle of the trading band as we work our way up to those all-time highs. Now, a lot of this weakness has come specifically from the Magnificent Seven. So we're using just the MAGS ETF as a representative here. Very interesting technical picture. So we're posting and reversing back down yesterday into a column of O's to a chart reading of $46 there. On a string or pair of consecutive sell signals. But the point that I want to make is here, testing our trend line. Now the history on this fund is admittedly limited, but this fund's never been in a negative trend since kind of the middle of 2023. Somehow that doesn't surprise me, of course, with the Magnificent Seven leading the way for the most part. But the point is that we're now testing that for the first time at around 46. So price action at or below 45.50 would post a third consecutive sell signal and move us into a negative trend. Certainly a kind of a big test here for the Magnificent Seven, at least from this perspective. Next, talking about a couple of participation deals. Now, interestingly enough, we did see participation rise throughout the day. Again, might have been one of those scenarios where we got a reading that was enough to reverse back up, and then we kind of waned off into the close. Nonetheless, we did see a reversal, a couple of interesting reversals. First, for the NYSE high low, this one's a near-term indicator that measures the percentage of stocks meeting new highs over those meeting new lows and new highs. That's a mouthful, but again, just understand this is a short-term indicator. This one reversed back up to a chart reading of 28, so still in low field positioning. However, historically, finding bottoms like these or finding lower points like these on the chart are historically decent time to buys. Now, of course, everything or every time is going to be different, and this didn't get ex particularly washed out. I mean, you look in 2022, we were down near four. 28 is by no means, quote, washed out. So we could continue lower from here. But, at least the historical averages are saying, markets are trying to find something productive. Very similar picture for BPSPX. I know I'm rambling at this point. We got a reversal back up into X's around 40% there. So said otherwise, 40% of S&P 500 stocks trading on PNF buy signals now. Again, not calling us washed out, right? We haven't even moved below 30% on this chart. But getting a reversal is going to be a good sign. But again, markets could certainly head lower from here, right? We did not see those super low levels, for lack of a better word, that would consider you washed out. We'll wrap up with two quick comments. First on gold, GC backslash in the platform. It's about 15% so far this year. Is getting up a bit near overextended territory. So what I imagine is we're going to pull back here and then try to find some localized support, maybe around the older resistance. We'll also see how sticky 3000 is here for GC. And we'll wrap up with gold miners, GDX, as a representative there, 5.74 fund score, up about 32% so far this year. That's its best start in a first quarter since, I believe it was 2016. I don't have the data in front of me, but very interesting to see gold miners doing particularly well. Are overextended, similar picture, but moving to levels not seen since 2020, and then before that, really nothing until kind of the 2008 2009 level, or excuse me, 2013 level there for GDX. So interesting enough, just are a bit overbought around current levels, so continue to dollar cost average in. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me here. Hope everyone has a good day. David will be back again tomorrow.